Hello, everyone. Ron and Dave here, coming to you from our website, astrologynewsreport.com.
This is the second segment of our weekly report, where we look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, an analysis of what's in store in the heavens for the week of August 12th through August 19th and beyond. So first up, the Sun enters Leo on Friday, August 16th. A planet likes being in its own sign, and Leo is the Sun's own sign, so this is good news for the Sun and its significations. The Sun represents power and authority, therefore rulers, leaders, and governments.
Yeah, but it's not all hunky-dory for the Sun or for governments. On the other side of the zodiac from the Sun in Leo is Neptune, hanging out in Aquarius. Neptune, the planet of dreams and illusions, will be affecting the Sun by its direct aspect, so don't expect governments and rulers to be acting in any rational manner. Fantasy and delusion will be more the case.
The big news this week is that Mars will be moving into Cancer on Sunday, August 18th.
Yeah, well, this is a problem, because Cancer is Mars' sign of debilitation. There's a general rule in Vedic astrology that a natural malefic, when debilitated, becomes even more dangerous than usual. By natural malefic, astrology means that the intrinsic quality of the planet makes it capable of doing harm. And Mars, as the planet of violence and destruction, is a first-rate natural malefic. So, its transit through the sign Cancer, its sign of debilitation, is cause for some concern.
And this time, the Mars in Cancer transit will be having a bigger effect than usual from its position in Cancer. Mars will be sending its fourth house square aspect onto the major combo of Saturn, Rahu, their conjunction, who are also two other natural malefics.
Right. So Mars in Vedic astrology is considered to send its energy full force to the fourth sign ahead of itself. And as we can see here in this chart, any planets in Libra are going to suffer. So the Saturn-Rahu combination we have been talking about for the past few weeks will be getting an extra dose of negative energy for the next 6 weeks, courtesy of a debilitated, unhappy, malevolent Mars.
I'm going to take a stab at what we can expect from this setup. One item that comes right to mind is Mars's violence from the water sign, Cancer, hitting Saturn, the planet of structures. This could bring another major hurricane, and it is happening during hurricane season. Or some other waterborne disaster is likely to occur.
Yeah. And then there are likely to be negative consequences for progress towards a more equitable society. Well, remember that Libra is the sign of balance and justice, and it's being attacked by Mars. David, what you looked into the historical record to see what you came up with for this combination in the past?
Well, this was a real bear, and I still have a lot more to do, but I looked into history a bunch, and actually Mars square to a Saturn-Rahu conjunction happens rather infrequently. The last time that I can find was in May of 1945, and it wasn't in the same setup as now. In any case, it goes without saying that May 1945 was pretty significant for world history. It was the end of World War II. Germany surrendered after a huge Allied bombing campaign. Happily, Hitler committed suicide. And in the Pacific theater, the infamous deadly battle for Okinawa, with a bunch of kamikaze planes as well, was Japan's last-ditch effort to turn the tide of war in their favor.
Well, it sounds pretty intense, and back then, in May 1945, Mars wasn't even debilitated at that time.
Say, Ron, is there any upside to Mars moving into Cancer?
Yes. You could say that Mars moving into Cancer is a good thing, because it means that Mars, the conflict planet, will no longer be interfering with the planet of truth and wisdom, Jupiter. So, Jupiter gets left behind to operate independently in the sign Gemini. So, Jupiter is the planet of conciliation, and Gemini is the sign of diplomacy and consensus. So, we could say that this is a good thing, for making progress towards agreements.
And with the Mars square Saturn Rahu combination, it sounds like there'll be a lot of stuff that needs reconciling.
Indeed. All right. Yeah. Well, okay, another item that is going to make this week and the rest of the month of August different is that Venus is now in Virgo.
Well, we talked about this last week.
Yes, we did. But this is just a reminder, since Venus has only just changed signs, that is Sunday, August 11th. So Venus is debilitated, and being debilitated means the planet of love and devotion is at a disadvantage for nearly 4 weeks until September 5th. This tends to emphasize the negative qualities of Venus, and the downside of Venus is selfish self-interest, that is vanity, sex without love. The sign Virgo is cerebral. Maybe in our modern world, this would be sexting.
isn't it interesting that the negative side of the planet of self-dissolving love is the self-isness of self-satisfaction?
Yeah, another factor that could bring us some surprises for Venus significations is that Uranus is opposing Venus from Pisces. The planet of sudden unexpected events is influencing a selfish Venus, and this will be closer to exact in a couple of weeks.
Venus is the entertainment planet, including celebrities and other surprise scandal, perhaps. It is interesting that both of the gender planets, Mars and Venus, are going to be debilitated at the same time.
Yeah, well, we will be watching for events related to having both gender planets debilitated.
Well, maybe it might be a good week for divorce proceedings or not. So I guess that will do it for part two of this week's report. Be sure to check in with us at astrologynewsreport.com next week.
Okay, till then.